Holland Cow! 3,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I'll take a cappuccino. Who's a lady with the two fish? The psychiatrist meets John McClane. John, this can't be a coincidence. You know, there's been Nakatomi Plaza. There's been the airport. You know, now you're in Russia. You were just supposed to be on holiday. Like, what's going on, John?
Hey, I don't look for trouble. Trouble just finds me.
Well, I'm not sure if that's true, John. I mean, if you look at the series of incidents, what connects them? Hey, you.
Just a coincidence.
Do you do realise you can just wear your vest when you're watching the telly? You don't have to wait for a terrorist attack on your family.
I do wear my vest when I'm watching the telly. I just always wear vests.
You know,
I like vests.
And why have you got a pencil sellotaped on your back?
Well, in case I need a pencil.
I mean,
I need a pencil urgently.
Why don't you just put it in your bag?
Don't have a bag.
I mean, this is the problem, John. There's something wrong with you. Like, you know, I'm a psychiatrist. I'm trying to help you, but
I appreciate that.
I thought we were getting somewhere. Then he went off to Russia, and all that shit kicked off. Yeah. I mean, I know your son was there, and that's traumatic.
Mm.
But maybe you should think about sort of just talking to people a bit more.
But then, how would I get to shoot people?
I don't know.
Do you want a pencil? I'll become a travelling pencil salesman then.
You see, John, I've realised that just in this brief exchange that there's a reason why your character, sort of the movies, have tailed off so quickly. There's not much depth to you, is there? I mean, even in an improvised 30-second sketch.
I like shooting people. I mean, vests.
We spent, like, you know, half an hour with a mermaid, like, just talking about a mermaid. You, on the other hand, there's five films to pick from, and I've run out of ideas after mentioning a bit of sellotape.
Listen, I see something dodgy going down. I'm going to go investigate. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's not my jurisdiction. I don't care. I'm a cop.
All right, okay, but look, put it this way, look, if you're your friends, you know, their 5-year-old's birthday party and they've run out of cake, it's not a reason to climb up into the air vents, you know, take your shirt off and scrabble around for 3 hours.
Well, what else is a reason?
Well, you didn't need to punch that guy dressed up as a Goofy in the throat.
I disagree.
You know,
I think I did need to punch.
Just because he was from Europe.
Yeah, he had a funny accent.
He was English. You know, he was a classically trained actor.
He's definitely a bad guy. That's what I thought I heard his voice. He's definitely bad.
Well, you know.
Hello, I'm Goofy. You son of a bitch. Yippee-ki-yay. Just punched him right.
No, no, don't do it again, love. Don't do it again. Yeah. You bow, bow, bow.
Do you want a pencil? Do you want to come on my forest adventure, Jay?
Yeah,
I haven't got a proper title.
A forest adventure?
The forest journey. So, right, okay. Jay, your battle stats are attack 4, intelligence 6.
Yeah.
I mean, you're quite intelligent.
Thanks.
Stamina
6. Is this out of 6, right?
Stamina... is that of... Yeah,
30.
Okay.
It's out of, I'm walking around going... Oh, does it for the
It's not possible to objectify intelligence, you're doing quite badly. The fact that they've been able to put a number to it is quite embarrassing.
Okay, yeah.
Stamina 3, because you're not charisma 2, because you're not very charismatic.
I know,
you're
very dick.
You're very rude and just don't get on well with people. Perception 3, so relatively perceptive. Health 20, mana 15, dodge 3.
Yeah.
Okay, now you have a choice of items to go into this forest with. The first one is the brooch of rhyming couplets. attacks do double if your war cry is a rhyming couplet. That's your first one. The other item you could choose is the lint of acuity, which is... +2 to perception, and you get a neat hat.
Nice.
And then I put in brackets, the hat has stats of +1 handsomeness.
Nice.
And then I put in brackets, handsomeness detracts from stamina.
Right.
And you've got the button.
Because I'm so handsome.
Yeah.
I'm radiating.
It takes a lot of effort to be handsome. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You've got the button of intellect. That's a choice of work of item as well. And you've got the Harry Potter book. That's another one you could have.
Well, I won't choose the button straight off the bat because I lose buttons all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
And that would be pretty, you know.
That'd be embarrassing.
You're there and, you know, Gandalf's at your side. And there's the dragon, and you're like, right, I'm going to use my... Oh, I've lost my button.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, what? I've been on a... You know, we've been on a... We got a ring to Mordor, and you can't keep hold of a button.
Yeah.
You can wear a ring, Gandalf.
Rings, just, yeah. You could have it on a chain around your neck.
He was a hobbit. He was a tiny little thing, and he managed to keep a ring. He didn't keep a button. You could have sewed it on. Oh, if only my intellect was 6, I would have thought of that. Oh, no, it's 6, 7.
It's far too stupid for this game. So, what do you reckon you're going to go for?
I think, I'm not 100% sure what a rhyming couplet is. Like, I know it's going to be like a rhyme.
Yeah.
But is it like...
Just two lines that rhyme, like that line that rhymes.
Two rhymes that line, like that line. So if I, like, went into battle and I went...
This is a practice.
You're all going to die. If you look in my eye...
Yeah, that's a rhyme. That's enough. Times two damage.
That's enough. I'm going for that.
Okay, I thought there was a glint in your eye. No, there wasn't.
And then they fry.
When you saw
there's a glint in my eye and you're all going to fry.
I'm going to get you, you idiots. Yeah. That wouldn't go on. Okay, armour. You've got two choices for armour. First choice is a wizard robe, which has no armour value but smells nice. Or you've got the leather jerkin, which has defence 3, but people will keep calling you a jerk off.
How nice does it smell?
Really nice.
Really nice.
Yeah.
So, like, you're tucked up in bed.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got, like, maybe just a little bit of that just under your nose.
Yeah.
Just under your nose, and yeah. So when you're sleeping under a tree at night and there's a ring wraith walking past, you're like...
You're sniffing your little wizard robe.
Yeah, I'm taking that. Wizard robe.
Okay, so wizard robe and the brooch.
Hiding under a tree. You can't see me.
Yeah. Plus two to sleep
damage. That only adds to your attack, and now I know where you are. Oh, shit, Wraith. I'm not a shit Wraith. That's that guy. Tolkien didn't use me in any of his films.
I'm really pissed off.
I'm the dysentery, misentry. What do you mean?
Right, so you're in a forest.
Yeah.
Okay. So where do you want to go? You can go towards where there's the sound of running water coming from somewhere. You can go towards there. You can go deeper into the trees.
Mm.
You can go towards the bear.
Mm.
You can go towards the mountain. Or you can go underground.
Where is the bear? Like 3 steps away there's from me? Or is he like a few miles away?
Your perception's very low. You didn't notice the bear. It's been there for ages. So towards the bear, towards the mountain or underground.
I'm just imagining you as a D&D, as the guy who runs the game, like the Dungeon Master. He's like, you're in a room, there's a light switch and 3 doors and the floor's really nice and... Right, you can go through that door. Watch out for the monkey. What? I'm gonna touch the floor. Oh dear, you.
Well, you were killed by the dragon.
You were killed by the dragon. What dragon? Oh.
Okay. So the dragon.
Okay, right. So there's a bear.
Yeah.
I don't generally think that it's a good idea to go towards bears.
Okay, I'm giving you a point to intellect for that.
Thanks.
Plus one.
If I go running water, makes you need to go to the toilet.
Could
be some dreadful thing where I go to the loo and then I'm infested by the shit wraith.
Yeah.
Leave him, he's gone. I've got him now. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go. And what was that? There was a forest?
Deep into the trees.
Yeah.
Towards the bear, to where Watson was coming from, towards a mountain or underground?
Okay, well, I think I'm going to go underground because that's... Actually, underground's like where treasure is, but then if you go deeper in the forest, then you either... Sometimes you find, like, forest nymphs.
Mm-hmm.
Other times you you find like a sword in a stone, and other times it's just a Starbucks.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a fantasy gamble. World.
Oh my God, that's
a greetings, fair traveller. Would you like a chai latte or cappuccino?
That sounds like magical. A magical chai latte.
A magical chai latte. £3.25. I'm going to go into the forest, actually.
Deep into the forest, okay. Yeah. There's a bear deeper into the forest.
Oh, fuck.
Right, you have to fight the bear. The bear's attacking. Okay. He's angry. And he talks.
Oh, Jay! Why didn't you pick the button?
He's going to attack. Now, because you're Jay, you get to attack first. Bear health, some stats on the bear. It's got health of 20, bear mana of 1.
Yeah.
And attack
of 7. Is that like a really small house?
Yeah.
Whee! No. I can't just win at one. No, I'm joking.
God. You get to attack first.
Good. Well, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to have to, like, drop some science on him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be like...
Because you're intelligent.
Yeah, you're a bear, but I move like Fred Astaire.
Oh, nice.
So now I've got my...
Double attack damage. Okay, so you're going to attack, I take it.
And no. I'm going to be like, is there any way that we can work this out amicably? Because I've already got my bonus points, so this bit doesn't have to rhyme.
Yeah, okay.
I'm moving into more progressive poetry.
I'm going to treble your attack for that, because I enjoyed it. Okay, so are you going to swing it in?
I'm asking the bear if there's any way we could sort of, like, settle this, like, men and a bear.
Okay.
Oh, but I've been angry ever since those terrible goblins have infested my homeland. Oh. If only someone could get rid of them, maybe I wouldn't attack you. I'll get rid of them. I've got.
He seems placated by that.
Yeah, I'll tell you something as well, right? Yeah. I mean, I'm not any regular guy. This robe always smells this good. Always. And, and there's this guy, right? I know that to you and me, this is reality, but actually, what's happening is there's this guy who's sort of giving me like a running, like, RSS feed commentary on existence. So I kind of know what's going on before it happens. So it's a really big advantage if I go to this village, because, like, you know, a normal person walk in the village and be like, right, I've got to figure out what's going on. Whereas me, right, I'd walk in a village and then I'd hear this voice going, you're in a village! And I'd have all these, like, really bits of useful bits of information, Bear. So I think you should let me on my way. You know, which way is your village?
Okay, you've confused the bear. And he lets you go past.
Yeah. Which, well, okay.
So
I don't even ask him where he is.
Completely nonplussed. Yeah. He's just sort of swaying, swaying.
And I turn around and go, did you hear that? Did you hear that, Bear? Am I the only one that's hearing this bloke?
Oh, I don't really know. Can I smell your coat again?
No.
It's not a coat, it's an armour. So you head off to a sort of bear village, right? And the bear's tasked you, like, he gave you a bit of paper as well on your way past that said, bring me 10 goblin heads.
Yeah.
So you go into this village and you get there, and it's a mess. It's a mess. There's goblins everywhere. It's a complete mess. But, like, the goblins look really difficult to kill.
Yeah.
So, this isn't, you know. So you could try and tap them, but it's pretty much certain death because there's like 100 of them.
Yeah.
But then you look around and there's a magician.
Yeah.
And the magician says, I've got 10 goblin heads if you want them.
Well, my first question, right, just backtracking a bit, you know the bear wrote, like, bring me 10 goblin heads.
Yeah.
Was it like a really big bit of paper, or has he got, like, because I imagine he hasn't got that neat handwriting.
It's surprisingly neat, which makes you suspect that someone else wrote it for him and gave it to him.
Oh, see, now I'm getting there. Now I know what's going on. I know, I get it.
Yeah.
I see. You wizard, that bear wasn't even real, and neither of these goblins, and you're trying to build a Starbucks here, aren't you? You're trying to keep us all away.
You've seen through my ruse, Jay, and in that all of the goblins disappear, and the forest disappears, and the bear disappears, and your trousers disappear for no reason. But that's a separate issue.
Yeah.
So you're face to face.
That's always happening.
That happens every 5 minutes.
You're trying to explain it to people. No sympathy. They just disappeared.
So the magician's there, and he's like, well, the only way to escape this illusion is to best me.
Yeah.
So you have to fight the magician.
And I'll say to him, I'll be right.
He launches at you. He's running.
Yeah. I've got a chance.
He's not waiting for you to think of a rhyming couplet because he knows that you've got.
Okay, right. I've got it. I've got it. Right. I pull out my. Have I got a sword?
Yeah.
I pull out my sword. Right. I look at him. And I go, oh, I'm so excited. Like, I look at him as he's running towards me. And I go, "Best this!" And then I swing the sword around and cut my own head off. Like, clean up. Just my head flying. I'm dead.
Okay, so you're doing. An attack on your own head. Yeah. Do you want to do a roll for that? Just yeah. Roll the dice to see if you you need to, because you've got an attack of 4.
God, if I fuck this up, I'll get like a right.
Yeah. It's 20. 4, so 8 didn't rhyme, so you're on 8. You'd be doing an attack.
Oh, no.
Do you want to do a roll for, you know, accuracy as well?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a 4.
Oh, 1. No.
You completely missed your own head.
Oh, no.
You completely missed your own head job.
And I should have done a rhyming couplet and it would have been.
Oh, no, it would have been close.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
You missed completely. but in your missing, you sort of hit a bit of the magician's arm and gouged a bit out of it.
Nice.
And so you get like 4 damage on the magician. And he's now down to health 11.
Right. Okay.
Now, a bit of info about the magician, because he's about to attack you. He's got health of 11 left now. He's got 20 mana, and his spells are Think About Embarrassing Moment from School, which costs him 3 mana.
Yeah.
Ticklish, which removes dodge from you, which is actually quite a good move, I thought. And Poo Brain, which makes a poo fall on your head. But that takes, like, all of his mana. It's really expensive. Yeah.
Well, poo's a complicated thing.
He's got a conjure poo out there.
I mean, think about poo itself. It is a highly magical thing. You know, it comes out of a human. Yeah, it's made of other things.
You don't need to tell him that. He wrote the book on it. He's all about.
All right. Okay.
So he's one of you, and he's going to do Think About Embarrassing Moment from School at you, which costs 3 mana. Well, for accuracy. Got a 4, so it does hit. Okay. So you sort of remember an embarrassing moment.
I remember at school when I did the same thing in my PE shorts and went, outdo this, and tried to take my head off. God, I should really learn how to chop my own head off. But how do you practice?
Okay.
I haven't got trousers on, have I?
No, your trousers have disappeared. Oh shit!
I'm gonna.
It's hard to tell.
I'm gonna drop
my
pants.
The robe comes down to your knees, so you can see your legs are suddenly bare from the knee down.
Yeah. I'll keep my pants on then, because that I was gonna try and start them, but that's okay. What I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna throw my sword at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say. Sword in your face, because you're a disgrace.
A nice double. Yeah. Okay, so you're on to 8. 8 attack. Do you want to just roll for roll to see if you hit him?
5.
Yeah, you hit him properly in the neck with it.
Nice.
Get him right in the earlobe with your sword, and then sort of down from the earlobe there. He goes, it hits him. So he's down to like 3 health, so he basically begs you now. It's like, okay. Oh God, I'm never going to die. I didn't realize you were so strong, Jay. And the illusion cancels, and you realize you're in the dragon's lair.
Yeah.
And then the magician disappears. And it turns out it was a dragon doing it all along. And so now there's a dragon there.
Yeah.
The dragon's got health of 1, it's got mana of 200, an attack of 10, and his spells are. His first spell is Inflation, which literally increases inflation. It's just quite a sad thing, just because you're aware that it was happening, you'd go, that's a bit annoying.
Yeah, and you'd be looking at all the gold, thinking, it's not worth as much.
Yeah, it's quite sad.
Yeah.
It's bad for him as well, I don't know why he does it. Zap, which zaps you for 2 health points, and Be Sad, which just makes you be sad.
Yeah.
But he's only got 1 health.
Okay.
And he's quite lazy.
Okay.
So, what do you want to do?
I'm going to. I don't have a sword anymore. I don't have any trousers.
No.
I'm going to say to him. Can I have some gold?
Okay.
He's not attacking me, is he?
No, he says okay. He likes his style. He likes your bolshiness.
So thanks.
I will allow you to have some gold, Jay.
Do you want me to get anything from the shops?
No. No, no, I'm all right, thank you.
Yeah,
but good. Thank you for asking. That's very nice of you.
Yeah, I just didn't. I didn't want you to do the inflation.
No.
I've got this imaginary voice, and it tells me stuff.
Yes.
And it said to me that you've got this power to rise inflation.
I've got 200 mana.
I mean, do like once every like 4 years, do you get like the Chancellor of the Exchequer like coming on a pilgrimage here and trying to beat you with a red briefcase?
Yes. It's really embarrassing.
So what would you do when they pop round?
I just pretend I'm out. Yeah. Pretend I'm out all day, and then it sort of goes away after a while.
Yeah. That's good.
What are you up to later? Do you want to hang out with me?
No.
Okay. Whoosh.
Neptune visits the estate agents. Well, you see, I really want to sell the big mansion in the city of Atlantis.
I mean, I've taken a look at some of the photos, and it looks lovely. Mm. I mean, it's like a 200-bedroom
mm-hmm.
building.
Yes.
And you said like the neighbours are lovely.
Oh,
and
yes.
It all sounds great. I just need to know a little bit of info about the location.
Well, it's a lost city, so that is an issue, and it's sort of 3,000 leagues under the sea. But that won't be a problem, will it? I mean, it's got 100 bedrooms and...
100 bedrooms, yeah, that's great.
The windows are made of shells.
Was that something about the leagues again?
It's 3,000... whatever I said before, leagues under the sea. 300,000...
Now, that is a shame.
It's the bottom of the ocean.
It's a shame because the whole property at the moment is at 10,000 leagues. 3,000 leagues is a little... You're going to find it difficult. Don't get me wrong, I'm going to try for you, but I don't know how...
I mean, one of the things I've got to say is that, you know, 10,000 leagues under the sea, there's still humans around. You know, they swim around, they have a look around. You know, 300,000 leagues under the sea, no one. You know, just those little fish with lights...
Ah.
You know, pilot fish. They're going around, you know.
They're quite cutesy little fellas. They're driving around on their mopeds. It's delightful.
That wasn't supposed to be an aeroplane noise, you know.
They've got mopeds and aeroplanes. Yeah,
they're on mopeds, but they're pretending they're on aeroplanes. But you get used to them, you know, once in a while. Beep, beep, shut up! But other than that, no humans.
Turn your lights down.
And also... If you get headaches, do you get headaches?
I get headaches. Well, I'm glad. Thanks for asking. Yeah.
Yeah. The sometimes it's good to put a bit of pressure on the old noggin,
yeah,
isn't it? And I'll tell you something.
Going with this,
yeah. At 300,000 leagues under the sea, there's a good bit of pressure on the old.
A fair bit of pressure.
Yeah. In fact, it can make your cranium smaller.
Do you know what?
Significantly smaller.
General, I like you. I like you. I like the property. Like I say, it looks lovely. I'm going to go for it. I think, yeah.
Brilliant.
I can say house in 2 days.
Brilliant. One thing I should mention. Kraken. The man who agrees with nothing needs a heart transplant. Man who agrees with nothing, we're afraid that you're not going to live. There's only one way... And you're going to survive, and
No, that's not right.
we need to, man that agrees with nothing. We need to give you a pig's heart. Will you consent to a pig's heart?
Please just ask me in another way. No, I will not. Is there
I'm a very direct man that doesn't agree with anyone. I'm going to say it as I see it. You need a pig's heart. Will you take a pig's heart?
No, I won't. No.
Well, you're going to die.
No, I'm not.
Well...
I will not die.
Hello, I'm Death.
No.
I'm here for your soul.
No, I'm disagreeing with all of this.
What do you mean you're disagreeing? No one's ever disagreeing. I'm Death. You can't disagree with me.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure. I've seen Death. I don't think it's you.
Yeah, between you and me, you made a good decision. Those guys who have pig's hearts, it's a bloody mess when they come in. You know, they've got a soul of a human with a small snout. You know, down in hell, they look like right dickheads.
Wow. I mean, it's all come as quite a shock because I only got married the other week.
Yes.
It's quite sad.
She has explosive diarrhea now. She's starring in a movie.
I know.
It was in the last podcast.
The John Scarborough.
Wasn't it Richard?
Was it?
I don't know.
He's such a good actor.
I won't die. DIY with Mugabe. Mugabe, I really like the way you're creating space in your towns. You know, you're really opening things up. But I'm really not sure this is the way to renovate. You know, when I said that you need to make things more airy, I didn't mean genocide. I meant maybe some pots and some white paint. And, you know, I think you've been a bit too literal with my help.
Ah, that might be true.
And I have to say that although it's a great honour, President Mugabe, for you to put pictures of my face where villages once were, you know, as in honour of the new sort of clear out area, it does mean that I'm having problems in getting a new series of changing rooms.
I see now where I may have gone wrong. I do see, when you put it like that, I feel very silly.
I mean, the good thing is that skulls are very in. Death, macabre, you know, we've got those things. Mass graves, not for everyone, but. Whoop, whoop, this is the bad taste police. We've had a call that you're.
This joke started relatively bad taste and it's become even worse taste by the end.
Taste is relative. I mean, if you think about it, bad taste police, what we're actually doing is raising awareness to the actions of President Mugabe and also the inner evil of Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. Or his full name, Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen Flowen Doan.
Bowen Flowen. The Flowen killer.
Doan the killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killing you know, guy.
What people don't know is between series of Changing Rooms or whatever it is he does, he just sits on a mass of skulls.
Yeah.
And we need to present that to the world.
Really weird episode of Homefront.
You know, I mean, I'm all for comic relief, but it's not dealing with the issues. Yeah. Of Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen sitting on skulls,
yeah.
Telling people they need to paint their room a slightly different shade of lilac.
Saying that their shelves are wrong whilst he's sitting on the skulls of over 100 victims.
Their shelves are wrong, his soul's wrong.
His morals are questionable at best.
I think now what you're doing is trying to justify a terrible sketch with sort of even more terrible ideas and being libelous at the same time. Well, what do you plea? Fish. Excellent.
Touché.
See, now you're trying to.
Best defence in the court is the judge going, and how do you plead? Boo. Well, he's free to go. Free this man immediately.
How do you plead? Badly.
The jury I can't sentence you. I can't.
See, now what you're doing is you're trying to diffuse this long bit with a sort of surreal twist at the end to make it slightly more palatable. But I remember the beginning. I remember. Look, oi, look. Bad taste, please. Look. Let's put this in perspective, right? I'm Jay. He's Alex. We're not going anywhere because we're real, whereas you're a fabricated persona, right? So we're not going to prison. What you're doing at the moment is actually being a mechanism of bad taste by continually reminding everyone of the negativity of this actual bit.
Yeah.
So I propose that you, in fact, are in bad taste.
Yeah.
And you need to go to prison. Woo, woo, woo. Hello, I'm here to pick up the bad taste police. I'm bad taste police number two.
Bad taste police, police. Yes, I am. Bad taste police.
Oh, thank God, the bad. See, this is what happens if you mess with us, bad taste police.
Bad taste police.
Take them away, bad taste police, police.
Woo, 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 woo. It's got like a double siren.
Yeah.
Two sirens, yeah. One on top of the other.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Somewhere in outer space, Sarlacc is dead. We need a new king. But how do we choose?
Ah, the advisor is here. King Zarlak's only advisor, the wisest man in New Peckham.
Hello!
The outermost planet of
right.
The Zarlak Kingdom.
I'm wearing pants made of paper so I can just bin them.
Genius. How do you, advisor, suggest that we find a new king?
Well, okay. Right. I'm just going to pause the sketch and talk to the audience. See, there's a way that you become a wise man. Looking at the model of Socrates, what you need to do is feed off the intellect of others. Allow them to think of an answer, and then pretend it's your own. Behold. Bloop. Okay, I've got a few ideas. Okay, what do you think is the best way to start a new beginning?
Well, if it were up to me, but I fear I'm nowhere near wise enough.
Oh, it's not up to you, but you just give you just have a little pop.
Oh, well, I'll have a think. I mean, we could hold some.
Bloop. See, the problem now is if you've got a complete moron, he'll give you nothing. Bloop.
We could hold some sheepdog trials, and then the best sheepdogger, best controller of the sheepdogs, gets to become king. I mean, that's if it were up to me, and I'd definitely go for that idea.
What about you?
I would suggest a trampolining contest, wherein the best trampoliner would then get to be king.
Mm. You see, that is more along the lines of what I was thinking. It's something exciting, something visually entertaining. Zerlak is dead. Long live Zerlak.
Long live Zerlak.
But we need to present something. We need to give our people a new beginning. You know, I don't think, sadly, it's sheepdogs.
Well, that's very sad news.
You know, have you ever watched Crufts? Well, clearly you have, but I don't think many people watch Crufts.
Did you? Well, I thought it was one of the most popular shows on Zerlak TV. The TV channel that he started up.
Yeah.
With only, just sheepdog trials.
They only really like the bit.
It would be how he wants it.
They only really like the bit where the dog runs up that snake, like one side, and then down the other of the triangle.
The seesaw trial. Yeah. The dogs run up and down the seesaw for days until a winner is found.
Okay, right. Well, I've got an idea. Mark, can I chip in, right?
Yes, you're the advisor. Okay.
What we do, is we send 10 of our best fighters, right, all the way to New Peckham, right? And then we say to them, there can be only one, right? But they're all there in New Peckham, all over the planet, different places.
The planet of New Peckham,
right?
Yes.
And then, right, it's, have you ever seen Highlander?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay, it's not like Highlander, because in Highlander you got swords, haven't you?
That's right? True.
I'm not totally not. I'm a wise man.
Yes.
Right? Well, everyone has got a whisk.
Okay.
A whisk. Like, and they're just, you know, we're just dropping them off. There's one guy and he's in a desert, and the other guy's in a mountain, and one of the others is a poor bastard. He starts in Atlantis, you know. There's loads of bedrooms, headache. But, yeah.
Electric whisks or
no, just
manual?
normal whisk.
Standard manual
normal
whisk.
Normal whisk, right.
Okay.
Right, but one of them.
And when do the sheepdog arrive?
Right, that's the second trial, right? And one of them, though, right, for some reason, his whisk is gold.
Wow, and what does that mean?
No idea.
Well, I like it for a. Oh, I don't like a trampoline, I don't, but.
Hang on a minute. Why don't we just do the blade the Highlander thing? You know, they're all gonna fight each other. There's one. There can be only one.
Yeah.
You know, that's catchy. That's a good TV
that's
show.
That's a good poster.
I mean, why don't we just do?
Well, the problem is, you see, is everyone on has seen Highlander. You know.
Nah.
And whereas. And TV's moved on. Like in the past, there was films like Highlander, where it was all a bit, you know, violence and everything. But these days, people watch these TV series that go on forever and ever. You know, they watch Lost, where, you know, it turns out at the end they're all just biscuits. You know,
I haven't seen the end of Lost yet.
Yeah, you know, or Prison Break, where, you know, they're on season 6 of trying to get out of a prison. You know, what we need is a format that's modern. Hence, the whisks. Websites will be generated. What does the golden whisk mean? Why do the others have whisks? There'll be fights. One man will shove a whisk in the other man. They'll be desperate, trying to figure it out. And the twist is, they're all immortal.
Bloody
they're all immortal
hell.
With whisks.
Hell. That sounds brilliant. That sounds amazing. I think, yes, we have found an answer.
And in the meantime, I'll just be king.
As you wish.
I mean, you know,
man.
Just while that's
yes,
that's on.
That's perfect. You're the perfect person to look after the throne.
Thanks.
Yeah. Until the whisk one is found. Find our best 10 fighters with whisks.
Yeah. It's Crafts on.
Keep it down, Kraken.